Okay, Mary Claire Spadone and Kelly Hill. We would like to make a statement in regards to the letter that came out this weekend on behalf of the CTEA. The Clinton Township Education...
For those of you, because I'm not sure everyone in the community received the letter, it was a letter from the superintendent regarding negotiations and rumor mill.
I'll use my teacher voice. The Clinton Township Education Association would like to address the letter that the community members received from the superintendent over the weekend, as well as comments made this evening. This year, we face many challenges, particularly in regard to still working under an expired contract since 2017. The contract expired on June 30th, 2017. Dr. Cohn's letter stated, "The process has moved along very well over the last year." This statement is completely untrue. We are at the exact same place we were last year when the Board of Ed filed for impasse. No further progress has been made since that point. A hearing was supposed to be held on May 14, 2019. However, the Board of Education's attorney was unprepared to present for the hearing. On this date, hours were wasted and the opportunity to reach an agreement was lost. The CTEA urged the state-appointed mediator to have the Board of Education's negotiating team meet face-to-face with the CTEA's team. After long consideration, the members of the Board of Ed did agree. However, communication only happened between the CTEA and the Board of Education's attorney. We are not negotiating with the Board of Education. We are negotiating with the Board of Education's attorney, who was unprepared and yet again is wasting taxpayers' dollars and not furthering the process. A new hearing date had to be set for Tuesday, June 18th, which is tomorrow. At this time, we sincerely hope that the Board of Education is prepared for the hearing so that we can finally move forward with this process.
Our union has kept the community informed by having meetings, holding rallies, using our voices to express our concern over the situation. Dr. Cohn alluded that as pressure to come to an agreement continues, a strike may happen. When speaking to Dr. Cohn last week, our leadership, that being me, I clarified that she was confused that a rally was happening in Trenton on Thursday. NJEA members rallied with other unions in support of legislation for health care relief. Any staff member who attended that rally did it on their personal time. She was also reassured on more than one occasion that we would not take any action that would negatively affect our students or their families. To insinuate that we would disrupt a celebration such as graduation is utterly offensive. Utterly. I am very offended by that. Another clear indicator how little respect the Board of Ed and this administration has for the staff and our true dedication for the students and community of Clinton Township. We agree with Dr. Cohn that it would be wonderful to start the new school year on a positive note. We certainly hope for the same. The best way for this to happen is to come to an agreement on a fair and settled contract.